Hello, this is Kaylin, and the topic of discussion and the definition that will be focused is the word friend. In my opinion, a friend is someone who looks out for you, someone who you can rely on to go to emotionally, physically. Wait, that sounds weird. Not physically like in the way y'all think about you dirty bastards, but in more of a way as say you're struggling with something, they could help you out or something like that. And I also think a friend should hold you accountable for what you do. Don't just let you like do whatever you want, but they should, if they see you doing wrong, they should point it out in a, like a respectful manner. Also think a friend is someone who doesn't give up on you, because true friendships are going to go through many obstacles, but a true friend will help overcome those obstacles. And yeah. All right, so I'm Kaylin, and I'm here with
Desiree.
Desiree, in your opinion, what does it mean to be a real friend?
To be a real friend, you just got to be there for them and like give them your full support. Like, don't be fake with them. You got to be true to them, you know? Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is.
Did you want to say something?
And be loyal all the way.
Okay. I like that. So kind of like relating mental health and like friendships, how should friends take care of like their, if their friends are going through like mental health issues, how should they handle that? Like, what like the tips or like rules?
If you know that your friend is going through something, you've got to be there every step of the way, or else they're gonna like feel like nobody else is there for them when they want you there the most.
Yeah, I mean, anything, like, don't sugarcoat anything. Like, if they're the true friend, you kind of have to like deal with them slowly. Like, you can't just shoot real quick either. Like, you have to understand like everyone's at their own pace, and yeah, you got to take it slow with them, but like be true to them and let them know what's going on, and let them know that you're always there for them too. So yeah,
thank you guys. All right, I'm Kaylin, and I'm here with
Lorena
and Miguel.
Okay, so the question I have for both of you is, what does it mean to be a true friend? What's the definition of a friend to you?
They have to be there for you whenever you need them. Be there when times get rough. They're like family, but just they're friends technically.
Well, true friend, they basically help you out with anything you need, like through hard times. You know, they support you through everything, and yeah.
All right. So, last question is, like regarding like mental health and friendship. How should friends take care of their friends who are going through like mental health issues? Like, how should they approach that?
They should support them in anything they need. So like, if they need therapy sessions, they should go with them. Or like, if they just need a friend, if that person just needs a friend to be there for them, mm-hmm. then they should be there in any situation and time.
Right.
Okay.
Like with mental health, how should friends take care of their friends' mental health? Like, what should they do if they're going through things?
Like, if they have depression or something.
Well, I mean, you know, support them. Just don't think of negative things and help
them
out.
Don't talk down on them. Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
True. Thank you.
All right, so I'm Kaylin, and I'm here with
Liza
and
Anastasia.
Oh, that's dope. But my question is, what's the definition of a friend to you?
The definition of a friend, it's kind of like a part of your family. You know, it's someone that you want to spend time with, someone who's kind of like, not to sound corny, like your other half, or someone you can relate to. Or maybe you don't have to relate to them 100%, but you can still understand each other's point of views.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
I would agree with that. I also think that it's just somebody that's always there to support you and just to take care of you when you need it the most, and that you can have fun with, and that you can relate to.
That's good. So regarding like friendship and mental health, what should you do to help friends going through like mental health problems such as like depression or anxiety? How should you approach that?
I would personally just give them as much time and attention as you could. Not saying you could see them all the time, mm-hmm. but just if they ever try to reach out for help, that you're always there to help them, and that you just try to distract them and try to like validate them in how important they are, you know?
Yeah, just kind of piggyback off of that, like, on validation. It's not, like, one-upping them and having, like, a struggle Olympics. Like, oh, like, you think your life's hard. Like, I had to do, like, X, Y, and Z. It's, you know, it's validating. It's not belittling them. It's listening, and it's not always trying to relate and being like, oh, yeah, I'm going through a sucky time, too. It's, like, just kind of listening. Like, that's, like, 80% listen, 20% response, I would say.
Thank you. So, I'm Kaylin. I'm here with...
Bianca.
So, Bianca, the question I have for you today is, what does it mean, what's the definition of a friend to you?
Oh, I don't know, someone that's, like, loyal and there for you.
Right.
And honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, regarding, like, mental health and friendships, how should friends handle, like, their friends who have mental health? How should they approach that?
I don't know. I think they should be, like, open and honest and, like, there for them. And if they need them, like, you know, to seek help and stuff, they should do that. But they should be, like, you know, there for them throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm Kaylin, and I'm here with...
Dariela Castellan.
Oh, okay. Dariela Castellan.
Dariela.
Dariela. My question is, in your opinion, what's the definition of a friend?
I would say that a friend is someone you can trust and confide in without them judging you.
Okay. My other question is regarding mental health. How should friends deal with their friends who are suffering with mental health issues? How should they approach that?
I think being a good listener would help someone who is struggling with mental health, and knowing when to act, because sometimes if you don't do anything, it can get worse.
Exactly. I agree. Thank you.
No
problem. All right, so I'm Kaylin, and I'm here with
Annalise, Kelly, Katie.
Okay, so what's your definition of a friend?
A friend.
Mm-hmm. A friend. Somebody that is trustworthy, right, and reliable, there for you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't talk behind your back. And includes you.
Gotta do my homework.
That's it.
Okay, so regarding, like, mental health with that, how should friends help their friends who are going through, like, mental health issues, like depression, anxiety, stuff like that?
Be there for them.
Talk with them, ask, like, what's
wrong. Listen to them. Try to understand. Give them advice. Try and give them advice. Try and get help for them. Try and convince them to see someone. Oh, wait, are you recording this?
Yeah,
oh, shit.
It's a podcast.
My teacher curses too, it's fine.
Okay.
Just if you don't understand, try to understand. Don't leave because it's too hard. Just, like, try to be there for them because they probably don't have anyone else, so.
All right, I'm here with
Sanye
and
Layla.
Okay, my question is, what's your definition of a friend?
You. Okay. I guess someone that you can rely on. Like, a real friend would be someone you can rely on who, like, you know, isn't just there, you know? Like, someone you can actually talk to and, like, vent to and stuff, and they don't mind it, I guess. What she said. But, like, more than just someone that you just talk to just because you have the same class. Like, someone you can talk to outside or whatever y'all met. Yeah.
Okay, so my other question is, like, dealing with, like, mental health, how should you approach your friends who are dealing with, like, anxiety or depression?
I usually, like, I come in, like, a little bit easy. Like, I'd be like, I saw, like, you were kind of sad. Like, if you want to talk about it, then, like, you can vent to me about it or anything. And then, like, if they don't want to, then I don't make them, like, you know, do it. But I just, like, sort of, like, tell them, like, you know, I'm your friend, you can come to me about anything and stuff like that. I also give them, like, recommendations on, like, what they should do and stuff, maybe, like, advice and stuff, since, like, I may know, like, what they're going through or whatever, but, yeah.
Just don't force it.
Yeah, don't force it. If they don't want to talk about it, then yeah, don't like push yourself on them or anything like that. Yeah.